Ray Foley.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon.
On Today FM.
On a Wednesday, it's the 19th of April, 2023, soft launch day 237. That's right, we've done 237 broadcasts, and they will not commit to making us full-time. We're still very much in our probationary period.
That means, the listener, you at home, you've had 237 chances, opportunities.
237 opportunities.
To retune your radio. And thank you for
and so many
not
of you
going
did.
Anywhere.
So many of you did. This is brilliant, actually, this one. Someone sent me this on this morning on my Instagram. And it's French-based. And you know me and my relationship with the people of France.
It's a love-hate, isn't it?
I've always loved the people of France.
Yes.
I have great respect and admiration for their Franco traditions.
Right.
So this is just a little game you can play with Google Translator, okay? Put in the word your, Y-O-U-R, your.
Okay.
On Google, and the word is ton.
Ton.
Like ton, T-O-N.
Right.
Ton.
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 Don't stick out your ton at me.
Ton.
So that's your, okay?
Yep.
And the verb to mow, like mow your lawn.
Okay.
Is tondre.
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 Merci for the tondre.
Okay.
Tondre.
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 So you've got your, which is ton.
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 And you've got tendre, which is mo.
Tendre.
Tendre. And then tuna, the fish.
Love tuna, yeah.
Tuna. Tuna or tuna?
Big fan, tuna, yeah.
Bit of John West over there. That's ton.
Excuse me, that's quite similar to the
it's
first
ton.
One.
Ton.
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 T-H-O-N.
Ton.
Ton.
So thus far, we've got your ton.
Ton.
Ton. Mo, tendre.
Tendre.
You shut up for a sec, let her speak, will you?
We're just learning this so quickly.
And ton for tuna.
Ton.
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 Ton. And then uncle in French is tonton.
Oh my God.
Tonton.
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 So if you wanted to say in French, your uncle mows your tuna, it sounds like
tonton, tonton, tonton. Ton, 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 ton.
No way. Whoever sent me that today on Instagram, do you know what? You have made my day.
Today FM's
cash machine.
Yesterday, Louise Mullins in Kilkenny became J to the hello. Hello. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. I love that song from Jennifer Lopez. It's called Play. In fact, it's my second favourite Jennifer Lopez song. All the rest of them I can't stand. There are two J-Lo songs I love. Number one, Jenny from the Block.
Yep.
Number two, Play. JP hates Play.
I like Jenny from the Block, though.
I think there's something wrong with you if you don't like that. There's all the other ones, the Ain't It Funny and all those rubbish songs from Jennifer Lopez I'm not into at all. But those two are my faves.
It's Jennifer's attitude in that song.
What?
Her attitude when she approaches the DJ box is disgraceful.
She's up to the DJ box.
You get turfed out by the bouncer.
He's got his headphones on. He's got his wheels of steel are spinning.
Mm.
And she's up there and she gives him a wave and he's like, I'm kind of in the middle of something. And he's got his two headphones on. So he's doing this thing that DJ is doing, the DJ box. You know this thing where they've got the earphone of one of the headsets, one ear of their headset is under, between his ear and his elbow.
It's clamped there, yeah.
And he's doing this.
I'm working me knobs. Can you not see I'm busy
here?
That's
an interesting thing. How come in radio? Because in radio, it's largely the same thing. I'm a DJ. Technically speaking, I'm a DJ.
Let's go with that.
But I've never. Yeah, sure. For the purposes of the discussion, how come I've never been obligated to hold my headphone, my one ear of my headphones, under my ear like this?
You know, Deck Pierce would be doing that.
He would.
Hello, real DJ.
Yeah. As he's rocking his block beats, as he's taking his block and rocking it. To the beats.
Yeah.
He would be doing this.
He would.
I'd get a crick in my neck, though. Maybe it's an age thing. The gang's all here. Yeah. How you doing? Actually, I am in pain today.
My dishwasher loading related injury is still at me. I had a prang yesterday and I swear to God, it hasn't recovered. And I woke up several times in the night with pain in my back. That's it. This is the end of it now. That's the end of it. So if I tried to do proper DJing with a single ear of my headphones between my ear and the shoulder and the crook, much like we back in the olden days when we'd have the phone under between the ear and the shoulder holding it.
Yeah.
While you'd be using the two hands to type out something or write something down. I couldn't do that now. So my neck would seize up. Very sad. Very sad to see.
Isn't it?
It's very sad.
Thanks for sharing that.
You're welcome. This is a safe place and I'm glad you've given me a platform. Ray, loving your work. And the person has put work in inverted commas. Erica in Portlaoise. The cheek of you. Who the hell do you think you are coming here to my show? The neck!
The neck!
The neck!
Speaking of necks.
Oh, I've hurt my neck now shouting at Erica. I've had a brag. Ray, loving your... And she's put work in inverted commas. Cheeky, how dare you? I'm here auditing accounts and you're there telling me about French tuna. Love the show. Hey, from Erica on show in Portlaoise. Portlaoise, yeah. Here's the thing. Yeah, there are people out there doing real work. That's right. The word you're in French is...
Ton.
And mow, to mow something is tendre.
Tendre.
And tuna is ton.
Ton.
Uncle is tonton.
Tonton.
So your uncle mows your tuna sounds like...
Tonton, tonton, tonton.
Great crack. Great crack. Stephen Andrade has been on as well. He says, look up the Chinese poem, Lion Eating Poet in the Stone Den.
Right, okay.
It's a Chinese poem. It's Mandarin, apparently. And the words in English, I can read it for you in English first if you like.
Can you?
The lion eating poet in the stone den. So it's a poet who eats lions?
Right.
In a stone den, this is the English. I'll do the whole poem for you.
Sure.
It's only short. In a stone den was a poet called Shishi, who was a lion addict and had resolved to eat 10 lions.
Okay.
He often went to the market to look for lions. At 10 o'clock, 10 lions had just arrived at the market. At that time, she had just arrived at the market. He saw those 10 lions and, using his trusty arrows, caused the 10 lions to die. He brought, by the way, anyone listening who speaks Mandarin, you're listening to all of this in... I'm speaking in an English, but you're hearing it in a Mandarin, I imagine.
I gotta say, so far, it's not exactly Seamus Heaney, but we'll go with it.
That you can't say that.
Well, it's just not my kind. It's not my kind of poet. It doesn't rhyme.
Sorry,
it doesn't rhyme
to the Chinese people and to the specifically those that speak Mandarin. I do apologize.
I love China.
I'm sorry. Oh, I love a kung fu prawn.
I didn't say that.
Just ridiculous.
I love all things
just
Chinese.
Let me do my.
I'm really sorry.
Oh, I have a spice bag and a can of Coke. How dare you?
I love pandas as well.
I'm talking. This is Chinese culture.
Okay.
Just let me do the poem. Yeah.
Go on then.
Seamus Heaney.
It's not exactly Yeats, is it?
He saw those 10 lions and, using his trusty arrows, caused the 10 lions to die. He brought the corpses of the 10 lions to the stone den. The stone den was damp, so he asked his servants to wipe it. After wiping the stone den, he tried to eat those 10 lions. When he ate, he realized that these 10 lions were, in fact, 10 stone lion corpses. The end.
What a tour de force that was.
So, as you can see, well, I'm guessing stone is she. The poet's name is she. 10, I'm guessing, is she. Lions is she. Or it's kind of more she, is it, the pronunciation? So I went onto YouTube, got the poem. This is Lion Eating Poet in the Stone Den, as read in Mandarin.
This is how it should be done.
She
事实是，实是实，事实是事实是，实是实，事实是实是实实，实实实之是实实实，实实实实实，是是是是。
If you ever want to impress someone that speaks Mandarin,
yeah.
And do a whole poem, just go shi for 37 seconds.
Pretty good chance of nailing it.
Oh, sorry.
Shi, shi, shi.
Oh, it's just got on to the next one now. But there you go. You just learned something here today. They were slagging me off a minute ago. I just taught you something. I get knocked down. Tafena! 17 going under. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Tuesday afternoon. Ray Foley. Honest roll call. Ray. Here, JP.
I'm going to say JP there or something. You said Ray here.
No, well, I'm here and then I say your name and then you say here as if it were a roll call. It's not a real roll call because it's just like we're, because we're not really, we're not in school anymore. I mean, we haven't been in school in 20 odd years.
No.
But it's just kind of a little, like a kind of a throwback sort of, like a remember, I suppose. Of,
like nostalgia.
Of when it? You were in school.
All right.
On show, Ray, there isn't a painkiller to be found in work and I've a pain in my ear. I sent an all-staff email an hour ago with no joy. From Molly, love the show. Hey. Yeah, I love an old all-staff email.
Hey, all, I've got an awful headache. Does anyone have any Panadol?
And I see those emails and I go, yeah, I've got a drawer full of them. And I'm not emailing back.
It's not for sharing, is it?
It's my Panadols. Therefore, when I come into work hungover... What, are you going to give me two Panadols back? No, you're not. There's a chemist around the corner. Away you go. Jog on.
Hello, she's been waiting for an hour and she hasn't left the office to go to a shop.
No, well, I mean, unfair. Maybe Molly doesn't have a chemist near her. And loads of people have the same thing about the she. This is the Chinese... Well, we started with the French. Now we're the Chinese poem about the lion-eating poet in the stone den.
And so on.
It goes on for another minute or so. But they're all different words, but because of the dialect and because of the pronunciation of different words, you could do the whole poem by saying shi the entire time. Yeah, a number of people had the same reaction to it. Tracy's over. Tracy!
Hey, Ray.
Hey.
All I can hear is she sells seashells
by
on
the
seashore.
She sells seashells by the seashore. Go on, get the words. She sells seashells by the seashore. The shells she sells are seashells. You got me. Paulie's over there, Paul.
She sells seashells by the seashore. No. She sells seashells by the seashore.
Go on.
I'm sure that's it, right? I'm really, really sure that's it.
I don't know. Unless that's maybe the Chinese version. She sells by the seashore. Deborah.
I don't know why, guys, that reminds me of she sells on the seashore for some reason.
Oh, yeah. Love a tongue twister. It's easier when you read it. She sells seashells by the seashore. The shells... She sells seashells by the seashore. The shells she sells are seashells, I'm sure. So if she sells seashells on the seashore... Then I'm sure she sells seashore shells. I'm going to put that in for you. Hang on, give me a second.
Oh, no, don't do that. I can't do that.
I'll give you the. Do you want the pheasant one as well? I've got that as well.
I don't like the bit. You know the bitter butter one.
What's the one?
Oh, the Betty with the bitter butter.
No, go on.
You haven't. I'll have to look it up now.
I know. There's two I know off the top of my head. One is I'm not a pheasant plucker. I'm a pheasant plucker's son.
Careful now.
I'm only plucking pheasants till the pheasant plucker comes.
Right. I think this is the Betty butter stuff. Yeah. Betty butter. Betty butter. Her name is Betty butter. Okay.
Right.
Betty Botta bought some butter, but she said this butter's bitter. If I put it in my batter, it will make my batter bitter. But a bit of...
It's gone. Go on to the pheasant plucker one.
Where is it? Oh, there it is. I'm not a pheasant plucker. I'm a pheasant plucker's son.
Take
I'm
it only slow. Please take it slow. Please. The kids are just being picked up from school. Come on, please. Take it slow. You're going too fast.
No, it's not a challenge if you go slow.
I can't get cancelled. If we're getting cancelled, JP's getting cancelled, okay?
Anything that happens, he was
I'm
live.
Staying on. I'm not the new George Hook, all right?
Unpredictable.
Don't be cancelling me.
Entirely by accident. Everybody cross your fingers and hold on to your asses. I'm not a pheasant plucker. I'm a pheasant plucker's son. I'm only plucking pheasants till the pheasant...
Plucker comes. Very gentle.
Anyone got any antiperspirant?
Oh, man. The other one then that I know is I saw a saw in Warsaw, and of all the saws I ever saw, I never saw a saw to saw like that saw I saw in Warsaw.
Ray Foley.
Well, that one's nice and clean. I mean, any errors there, you're grand. Right, tell the kids to calm down. Everything's okay. We're playing Ed Sheeran. Next, David Guetta, Kelly Rowland. When Love Takes Over. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. I'm not a pheasant plucker. I'm a pheasant plucker's son.
Go on.
I'm only plucking pheasants till the pheasant plucker comes. You got to be very careful. You really got to tread very carefully. Because the vultures are circling. I mean, they're constantly watching.
They'll cancel you.
You've got to be very careful. I think we're all right. Now, what was the bitter butter thing that you were doing a minute ago? Bitter butter.
Betty with her bitter butter.
Apparently, you got the lyrics or you got the words wrong, but there's several variations
there's
of it.
There's loads of versions, yeah.
Jillian's over there.
I have Betty's butter one here.
Go on.
Betty bought a bit of butter, but the bitter butter Betty bought was bitter, so she bought some bitter butter. So she mixed the bitter butter with the better butter to make the better butter bitter and the bitter butter better.
Way! Very nice.
Well done.
Well played. Good pacing as well. You don't want to be going too slow on them, do you? Ka's over there.
Hi, Ray.
Hi, Ka.
It's Ka here from Limerick.
Yeah, I know.
It's actually Betty bought a bit of butter, but the butter Betty bought was bitter. Betty bought a better bit of butter that was better than the bit of butter Betty bought before. So, I don't know where you're feckin' talking about batter. There's no batter in butter.
Sorry about that. That's on JP now.
People get riled when it comes to tongue twisters.
People are very particular about their tongue twisters. Stephen sent, once a fella met a fella in a field of beans. I know this one. Hang on, once a fella met a fella in a field of beans, said a fella to a fella, if a fella met a fella, could a fella tell a fella what a fella means?
So, well done.
That was in there.
Okay.
That's amazing. More voice notes, 0874 100 102. Donald's over there. Donald?
Hello there.
Hello.
I've got two for you.
Two, right, go on.
Here's the first one.
Okay.
Are you the boy who hit the boy around the corner? Go back, tell the boy you're the boy who hit the boy around the corner.
What? Are you the boy?
Are you the boy who hit the boy around the corner? Go back, tell the boy you're the boy who hit the boy around the corner.
Oh, are you the boy with the boy around the corner? Go back and round the corner and tell the boy around the corner you're with the boy around the corner.
Are you the boy who hit the boy around the corner? Go back, tell the boy you're the boy who hit the boy around the corner.
Wow. What's your second one? Go on.
Betty bought a bit of butter, put a bit of butter, put a bit of butter, put a bit of butter. Betty bought a bit of butter, put a bit of butter, was better, better, bit of butter.
Donald, you're chancing your arm.
I prefer the first one.
I mean, you're just going butter, 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 butter. Hey, send me a prize. Butter, 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 butter.
Betty bought a bit of butter, put a bit of butter, put a bit of butter, butter. Betty bought a bit of butter, put a bit of butter, was better, better, bit of butter.
Well done, sir. And Max is over there as well. 0874-100-102. Max.
How about I rattled me bottles against Rolex's wall and say it quick. Love the show.
Hey, yeah, Max, you're trying to get us cancelled. If either of us attempt that, we'll be finished. We'll be out the door. P45's at dawn.
How about I rattled me bottles against Rolex's wall and say it quick.
I think we leave that one, Max.
Ray Foley.
Rolex is my... No, anyway, I can't. I'm not even going to try. Stay on to the FM. We're playing Shawn Mendes for you next, right here. Meghan Trainor. That's not Meghan Trainor. That's Mae Stevens. If we ever broke up today, FM. Playing the music you love. That music there in the background, though. Hear that?
Yeah.
Doom, doom, doom. Doom, 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 doom. That's Meghan Trainor. I don't remember the name of the song, but it's brilliant. 0874-100-102. I want to wrap up the tongue twister thing, if we can. Is there a name on this kid?
No, I think it's Glenda's Child, isn't it?
It's Glenda's Child. Very, very impressive, it has to be said. Let me get my levels right. Here we go. This is
She sells seashells on the seashore. Or if a fella met a fella in a field of beans, said it to a fella to a fella. If a fella met a fella, could a fella tell a fella what a fella means? I'm not a pheasant plucker, nor a pheasant plucker's son. I'm merely plucking pheasants till the pheasant plucker comes. And Mags, of course, rudely suggested...
About I rattled me bottles against Rolex's wall and say it quick.
No.
Amy...
We're not doing that, Mags.
Amy was in touch as well. She had something similar.
Right. Disgraceful.
Pacing is all important here. She says, why not try saying this 10 times quickly? Polish it behind the door.
Yes. Or do that one. Do it with your... We've gone right back to primary school. Put your fingers on the side of your mouth like that and pull your finger out to the side like that.
Right.
And now say, polish it behind the door. Don't do it. Don't do it. Jesus. Glenda's kid is over there.
Hi, Ray. Just want to say, Betty bought a bottom butter, but she said the butter's bitter. If I put it in my batter, it will make my batter bitter. But a bit of better butter will make my batter better. So she bought a bit of better butter, better than her bitter butter, and she put it in her batter, and the batter was not bitter, so it was Betty bought a bit of better butter. And by the way, loved the show.
Hey, that was amazing!
Oh, yourself, Doctor.
Amazing!
I'm just too weak.
Cloudy with a bit of sunny spells, a bit of showers, highs of 11 to 15 degrees.
What did he say there?
Cloudy.
Go back 10 seconds.
Cloudy with a bit... Do you want to go... Okay, Steve-O, do you want to...
No, not that far.
Not that far.
No, no.
Okay.
Scan forward.
Second, I've gone too far now.
Cloudy with...
No, I'm not rewinding. I just want to skim back. Like, I just want to just hit the button and go back to 10 seconds, but I don't want a full rewind.
No.
Right. Cloudy with some sunny spells and some showers. Highs of 11 to 15 degrees.
I have no idea what this lad is saying. Can you put on... Can we put on the subtitles instead?
The closed captions.
Is that a menu?
I don't know. Do you have to select English?
Alexa, play subtitles. I can't. Just won't flip and work. I just can't. Sick of this nonsense. What's the story here? This Amazon Prime are rolling out this character's voice. Some character's voice is being louder.
Yeah, it's just on their original series. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what their original series are, to be honest.
They've got a new... That new Graham Norton thing is going to be Amazon Prime.
Ah, yes.
And I couldn't name another thing. I know Chris Pratt did something recently. Oh, and there was something with...
This is compelling stuff.
Who was the girl in the superhero thing with Nicolas Cage? She played the young girl. Kick-Ass.
Oh, yes. What is her name?
Oh! She's in a thing.
She went out with one of the Beckhams.
This is good. It's zippy, isn't it? So the exact story is that they're going to have... If you like, you'll have the option of turning up certain characters' voices.
Chloe Moretz, is that her name?
That's her. Chloe Grace Moretz,
yeah,
is it?
There you go.
She's in a thing, a kind of a sci-fi thing made by the same people that did Westworld.
Yeah, she went out with one of the Beckhams.
Thanks. So how does it work then? You can increase the volume. Is it on?
You can increase the. As far as I'm aware, you'd be able to increase the characters' voices. So they'll have the background effects, the background noise, and the voices separated, and you'll be able to turn it on and off. You can turn off the music
in the background. The music's very loud. Yeah. That's very good.
I know some shows that were notorious for that, for volume levels that were tricky to make out the dialogue.
Not Breaking Bad, the one in Baltimore.
Yes, keep going. Go on. Don't, Ben. Don't you? Don't do it. Come on, Ray. Come on. He's got it. Come on.
Liar.
Yes. Well done.
Oh, zippy. Anyway, great to chat, lads.
Great chat as always. Talk to you again at 4.
Catch up at 4. Ray, love. Ray Foley. We're constantly doing this. I turn to my wife and I go, what did he say there? What did your man say? She goes, I don't know. I have to go back. And then after doing it 3 times, I put on the subtitles. And to put on the subtitles, you have to swipe and you need to go into the menu and do all that business. And as I'm doing that, she's shouting at me going, we don't have to do this. We don't. We can just watch it. I'm going, no. I need to know what he said.
Baby's up in here tonight.
No fight. And she hates it then because she ends up reading the show instead of watching it.
No fighting.
Elderly Radio on Today FM. Really
that,
yes, that is how you spell friends. Or I before E, except after C.
Marshmallow and Anne-Marie, that's Friends. F-R-I-E-N-D-S. Today FM, we play the music you love. It's Wednesday afternoon. Your cash machine call is on the way. Stand by the phones. Good afternoon, I'm Ray. There's JP.
Hi.
What have I got for you? What have I got for you this afternoon? Hay fever, of course. Yeah, hay fever time is coming. My eyes were streaming on the way into work this morning because it's not quite... I haven't gotten nosy or coffee yet. I get very bad hay fever, and I never used to. I'm convinced, and by the way, this is tinfoil hat type situation. I'm convinced my hay fever is linked to working in air conditioned buildings all the time, and that I'm not conditioned then for fresh air, for outside, for pollen when it comes in. Because I never used to have it. And then in my like mid late 20s, started getting hay fever.
I have a little icon on my work laptop at the bottom. Gives you the weather.
Oh.
And it has been saying the last couple of days, extremely high pollen count.
It's coming in.
Yeah.
It is coming in. It's getting more and more serious. This is a study has found that drinking gin and tonic can help ease the symptoms of hay fever.
I don't have hay fever, but could this be preventative?
A study has found that drinking gin and tonic can help ease the symptoms of hay fever. It can also ease the symptoms of having two children and a long day at work. Daddy's had a long day just to tidy up the Lego and get up to bed. The much welcomed news comes as hay fever season is upon us. The pollen count is rising during the spring and summer months, particularly between mid-May and June. And this is Asthma UK. They suggest consuming clear spirits such as gin or vodka reduces the symptoms of hay fever. This is because it has histamine in these clear spirits like gin or vodka. This is Asthma UK. Let me call the Asthma Society in Ireland, see what their position is.
Okay.
Hopefully they're not sloshed. Come on now, it's only 3:15. Let me call this is Eilish. She's my asthma person. Hey, it's ringing. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, Eilish.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, the Ray Foley Connor from Today FM. How are you?
Hi, Ray. I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I want to pronounce your surname properly. Eilish Ni Cawnia, am I right?
Cawnia. Perfect.
Cawnia or Cawnia?
Cawnia.
Cawnia.
Yeah,
sure. I was never going to get it. I was never going to get it
beautiful,
right.
Beautiful pronunciation.
I got a C- in honours Irish in the leave, and I was never going to get it right. Come here, I was looking at this story about the a gin and tonic can relieve your symptoms with regard to hay fever. Hay fever has become a big problem for those of us that suffer from it, particularly over the last few days. And I suppose it's the histamines or the antihistamines that you need to be keeping an eye on at this time of year. Hello? Oh, she's gone.
She's gone.
Do you know what? I got her name wrong. And that was just I give up on this.
That was a quick call, wasn't it?
It was a very speedy one.
Yeah. Get her name right this time, Ray, will you?
I'm just going to call her Eilish. I'm going to stay away from the second name. It's ringing again.
Hello?
Hiya, sorry, I lost you there. I don't know what happened.
You did.
but I was saying antihistamines, yeah. I suppose people are, as the symptoms get stronger, antihistamines is what people are reaching for.
Oh, it absolutely is. Mm. So there are a number of ways that you can take antihistamines. You have your nasal sprays like Dymista, and you have your tablets like Zyrtec, and they tend to do a really good job in managing your hay fever symptoms or your allergic symptoms throughout this season. The season is running all the way from probably February, where your tree pollen is what a lot of people are experiencing now. It's the tree pollen that's coming out, then grass pollen, and later on in the year, then you have weed pollen. So you're getting that right throughout the summer months. And really the antihistamines are one of the best ways that you can manage your hay fever, and particularly if you have asthma, and that's our particular interest in hay fever, is where you have asthma and your hay fever symptoms can actually trigger your asthma symptoms. So while hay fever symptoms, generally people would say they're bothersome, when they're combined with asthma, they can bring on an asthma attack, which can be fatal.
Yeah.
And it's very serious, you know. So people with asthma and respiratory diseases really have to take note if they have hay fever to make sure that they're taking their antihistamines too.
Do they go hand in hand? Are people more likely, like if you have asthma already, you're more likely to suffer from hay fever, or are they totally separate?
They There are 380,000 people in Ireland with asthma. There are 304,000 approximately that have asthma and hay fever.
Yeah, right, okay. So it's a lot of crossover,
They do very much go hand in hand. And a lot of now the respiratory specialists across the country are combining treatment. So they're combining the treatment, looking into combining the two treatments of asthma and allergies.
Yeah, because I suppose it would be a scary time, particularly like for me it's an inconvenience, although I make it inconvenient for everyone around me as well as I'm moaning about it. But yeah, when it can be life-threatening, it's obviously a lot more serious. What do you make of this drink thing then? The gin or the vodka alleviating symptoms, or is it just the numbing effect of a strong drink in the evening?
I know, it's awful, isn't it? It's the nice time of the year comes in. Everybody wants to be sitting outside and enjoying beautiful food and perhaps having a nice alcoholic drink to go with it if they fancy it. And that's not always the best idea for people who have hay fever.
Oh, really?
There are certain foods that have histamines in them. So smoked meats, certain yogurt and certain cheeses. And then beers and wines. Our colleagues over in the UK, Asthma and Lung UK, have done some work on this and highlight that can be bothersome. Again, not for everybody with hay fever, and you'll know yourself, with your symptoms, you'll start to see if you're taking particular foods and drinks that your symptoms may become exacerbated. But
I was going to say, particularly red wine, I get an awful reaction to generally. I suppose that would have a similar.
I do too.
Yeah. Mm. So it would have a similar
you
effect.
You feel it in your nasal passages.
Yeah. Mm. So then the clearer spirits, I suppose. Well, I suppose maybe the advice is, go if you're going to be drinking anything, go for the clearer spirits rather than beer or wine, which would be worse.
I don't know now if I'd be giving advice on alcohol consumption, honestly, but there are lots of tips and
fizzy
tricks
water
that people could use. And actually where water is really helpful is in those saline-based nasal washes that, you get them over the counter in the chemist. And if you're clearing out your nasal passages and your sinuses with those, you squirt them up your nose, they're quite uncomfortable. But if you're using those and then afterwards you're using your antihistamine nasal spray, that's really the ideal, because you've cleaned out your nose and now you're, there is nothing blocking the antihistamine nasal spray getting directly to the tissues and reducing the inflammation. So that's really the idea.
We're covered. I'm going to have an amazing summer this year then in that case. Asthma Awareness Week is on, it's in only a couple of weeks away. It's the first week of May, May 1st to May 7th. And it's the 50th anniversary of the Asthma Society in Ireland. So you're going to be celebrating that week.
We are. I mean, obviously, with every one of our charities, what we would ultimately like to do is to see the Asthma Society not needed, because asthma has been cured. But for the moment, there isn't a cure. And so what the Asthma Society does, we provide free services to patients and free resources to patients. So you can call our advice line and speak directly to an asthma nurse. You can WhatsApp us, actually, and chat, text our asthma nurses too, and receive all sorts of guidance and education and resources from these expert respiratory nurses who do a wonderful job and make a huge difference in people's lives. And really what we're doing this year is celebrating the achievements that we've had. We've been involved in major campaigns such as the smoky coal ban, which started back in the 90s in Dublin and has led only very recently to the solid fuel regulations and the prohibition of those, of burning those.
And so, I suppose people that suffer from hay fever as well, it might be worth checking or having a look at your website, that maybe there might be an underlying condition or that asthma might be involved as well. And I want to give a plug to your website. It's asthma.ie, and we can register as well for the virtual conference and all things asthma. Asthma Awareness Week is 2 weeks away. Eilish, thanks. I'll try again. Well, Eilish Nikania.
Beautiful.
I did
Thank
it.
Thank you so much.
We did it. Thanks so much for taking the call. Much obliged.
Bye-bye.
Cheers, madam. Breathe easy.
Thank
All the
you.
Best. Bye-bye. Calvin Harris.
Are you drunk now?
On the website, asthma.ie. Check it out for yourself. All right, Cash Machine calls on the way. Calvin Harris and Sam Smith.
Are you high now?
On Today FM. to skills that I'm running. Calvin Harris and Sam Smith, it's Promises. You're on Today FM. We play the music you love. And thanks to Eilish for chatting to us from the Asthma Society in Ireland, asthma.ie. And it's Asthma Awareness Week in a couple of weeks, on the 1st of May. We're talking about hay fever, of course, and this study from Asthma UK that clear spirits, meaning gin and tonic or a vodka, they said it's better for you. But we're not advocating, of course, reaching for a drink. And drinkaware.ie,
always
of course.
Drink in moderation.
Always drink in moderation. Matt texted, he said, they say you should source local honey for hay fever. I've heard this, sourcing local honey, like honey that has been produced by bees in the area. I've heard this thing as well, putting Vaseline up your nose.
I don't want to do that.
Well, you do to suffer from hay fever, but seriously, you'll try anything once. It becomes a real pain. Vaseline up the nose, and the theory behind that is that the Vaseline, the gunk then up your nose, will catch the pollen in your nose as you're breathing through your nose. Honestly, the only thing that I've found that has worked, go to your GP, explain how serious the hay fever is, and get a prescription for proper antihistamines and a spray, a nasal spray of some kind. Sorry, Matt, I interrupt. They say you should source local honey for hay fever. Some job explaining to the missus the internet search history, local honeys. She'd never buy the hay fever excuse.
Ray Foley.
Well, that's your own domestic situation, Matt. We'll leave that to yourself again. Drink in moderation. Drinkaware.ie. We're making that call on the cash machine in just a couple of minutes. And Lewis Capaldi on the way next.
Today FM's cash machine.
Hey. Shake your bum. That's what you're saying.
Shake that bum. Mm-hmm. Bum, bum, bum.
Bum, bum, bum. That's a great little song. Meghan Trainor. Mother on Today FM. Stop that.
Oh, that's horrendous.
Nasty. And I'll just finish it. Let's just finish it. Today FM playing the... playing the music you love. This is Today FM.
M.
Drink. Hello there, Ray Foley's my name, there's JP.
Hi.
And birthdays 0874 100102. You'll never guess whose birthday it is today.
Is it?
It's Ruben's birthday
is
today.
It?
Ruben. I think Ruben's celebrating a big number. Ruben.
Hi, Ray. Hi. It's your buddy Ruben here from Mayo. And it's my birthday today. I'm turning 10.
He's Ooh. Turning 10 today.
Double figures.
He's going double digits, guys. Look out.
And love, hey Ray,
what?
Love the show.
Hey, cheers, Ruben. Happy birthday, Kate. Guess who else's birthday it is today? It's a broadcaster's birthday today.
A broadcaster's
a
birthday.
A broadcaster that we both mutually know you were formerly worked with together.
I mean, I've worked with a lot of people.
A lot of broadcasters. I'll give you a clue, right?
Go on then.
Guess who it is. Let's see if I can do the voice. 102 CFM. 102 Today FM.
Is it the world's nicest man?
The world's nicest man in a flowery shirt.
Tom Dunn.
It's Tom Dunn's birthday today. Happy birthday to Tom Dunn. Shout out to Tom. 102 Today FM. 102 Today FM. And Noreen's over there as well. Noreen, shout out.
Hey, can you give a big shout out to Daddy Mervyn Stewart, who's a big 5-0 today. Looking forward to a week of sun and sea and celebrating with him in Portugal. We're all heading out this evening. Lots of love from your wife, Noreen, your daughters, Aoife, Ciara, Tara, your sons, Dahi, Shan, and then the plus one is always Kelvin.
Thanks for the message. This was Tuesday FM. AJ Blight. I can't do it. All I can do is the station. This is Today FM.
Let's get it.
Dermot Kennedy, power over me. Today FM playing the music you love. I never open the lines for the Wellfest.
Oh, God.
Turns out I'm the one that's not well. Wellfest is happening in a few weeks. The exact date, Saturday, 6th of May. The body coach, Joe Wicks, is going to be there. Maeve Madden, the fitness influencer. Blind Boy's going to be there. Chef Rachel Allen and many, many more. Today FM is the official media partner of Wellfest 2023, 6th of May. Royal Hospital Kilmainham. And if you want to go, I have tickets to give away. Just text Wellfest along with your name and where you're from, 0874 100102, to play our game. Are you well? 0874 100102. Text Wellfest along with your name and where you're from, and we'll do. Are you well? after Dolly Parton on Today FM. Dolly Parton at 9 to 5, Today FM. Play the music you love. Are you well? Let's do Well Fest. We're, what, 3 weeks out, are we? Two and a half weeks?
There, thereabouts, yeah.
6th of May, Well Fest will be taking place at the Royal Hospital, Kilmainham. We've tickets to give away because Today FM are the official media partner of Well Fest. The irony.
Oh, God. You're a good starting point, Ray. Do you know what I mean? You're the before show.
Definitely the before picture.
You're a work in progress.
Where are we calling?
We're calling Dublin.
Dublin. Who's the, I'm sorry. It's ringing.
Who was it? Oh, my. That's Anne's phone.
I'm ringing.
Hello?
Hello, Anne.
Hi.
Hi, Ray Foley, Today FM calling. How are you?
Oh, my God. I'm delighted.
Good. Whereabouts in Dublin are you?
I'm just near Christchurch.
In Christchurch? Oh, city centre. You're in the corner from us then.
I'm in the city centre, yeah. Heading over to collect my daughter from creche.
All right. How old is your daughter?
She is 2.
2. And what's her name?
Yeah. My name is Anne.
Your name is Anne. What's her name?
Oh, her name is Quiva.
Quiva, solid name. I like Quiva. Quiva's a good name.
No problems there.
No problems, yes.
We can proceed with the call.
We'll sign off on Quiva. That's fine. That's grand. We'll allow it. Okay, so Wellfest, would you like to go?
I would love to go. Yeah, love to get well.
Joe Wicks, well, we all need to get well. Joe Wicks is going to be there. He'll sort you out.
Among big fan, yeah.
Many others. Love Joe Wicks. Oh, my God.
The hair, everything.
He's beautiful. Yeah,
he wears a beard quite well, doesn't he?
He went to Richard Branson's island.
Did he?
Necker Island.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of it, yeah.
And Annie, are you still with us?
Yeah. I'm still with you, yeah.
It's quite hot and sunny there, isn't it?
It's very sunny.
And there's a beach and stuff.
There's a beach. So he was doing, he does his videos every day and he gets you to do the squatting and the lunging, right? Oh, yeah. And he's in there on the beach. He's just got his pair of shorts on and he's no shoes and socks. Right. Just a pair of shorts. And he's no t-shirt on either.
Is he sweaty?
Right? He's topless and he's sweaty and he's doing his lunges. He's lunging and squatting there on the beach on Necker Island.
Okay.
He was on Necker in his knickers. That's what he was. It was absolutely outrageous.
You were scarlet. What?
I was. Do you know, I was delighted for him. More power to him. I said, fair play. Joe, fair play. Right, so we're going to play Are You Well, Anne? Here's how it works. Very simple to play. We tell you a scenario, a situation. We tell you what the decision was you made in that scenario. And then you tell us, based on the decision, are you well?
We've got one each, okay?
So because it went super long yesterday. So JP's got one. You go first, JP.
Let me set the scene, Anne. You've just arrived home after work, but you're heading out shortly for a night on the tiles. Time is of the essence. You want to eat something before you leave, but the clock is ticking. You've bought yourself a lovely ready meal. Maybe it's lasagna, maybe it's tuna bake. That's not important. What is important is the fact the clock is ticking. The package says preheat the oven to 200 degrees, but you know it's going to take 10 or 12 minutes to preheat the oven. And remember, Anne, the clock is ticking. So you just turn it on, turn it all the way up to 250 degrees, whack in the meal straight away, and hope that the extra heat will even things out and cook it faster. Question is, are you well?
Anne, sorry, hit the wrong button. Anne, are you well?
Yes, you are well.
Would you do that,
I would do that.
I'd do that as well.
I agree. I think that's okay.
But even though it doesn't get hotter any faster.
No, and what you do is you burn it on the outside and it's less cooked on the inside.
Yeah, I think you're well on that one.
Okay.
And here's your next scenario in... Are you well? And you're in the supermarket to buy bread, specifically a best of both brown and white sliced pan.
This is a family issue coming back to haunt, right?
You make it to the bread aisle and find your desired pan. You reach out, Anne, and you pick up the bread. But just before you place it in your basket, your hand slips, Anne, and the bread falls to the floor. You bend over and retrieve the bread, and upon inspection, Anne, you can see there's no damage. The wrapping is intact. There's no puncture. Even the slices of bread inside are in perfect condition. They seem to have bounced back into their original state following the fall. And the bread is perfect. However, you still return it to the shelf from whence it came and instead pick another best of both brown and white sliced pan and place the other sliced pan in your basket. The question we're asking, Anne, is are you well?
No. Go on, keep the first one. Keep the first one,
even if it's fallen.
It's been on the floor.
What's wrong with it?
Really? Because just because it's dropped.
Yeah, but the bread is inside, sure.
JP, what do you think?
I would check the bread. No, I don't like the fact that it's been on the ground. And there are other options right there staring at you. Clean up, fresh options. Yeah.
But there's nothing wrong with it.
But they don't know that, Anne.
They don't know that.
It's a clean floor. Right. It's not burst. Nothing has happened. Yeah. Would you still go for the next one?
For me mental health, Ray. For me peace of
mind.
Just
because you know.
I'm going for a fresh one. Of course I am.
I'm kind of the same. I'd still go for the second one.
So you don't get the prize.
So Anne, unfortunately, no tickets for you.
On that basis.
So Anne, do you know what? You've answered all the questions correctly. And it turns out, well, you're not well, in which case we're sending you to Welfare. You got tickets for Welfare.
Yes. Yay!
Again, we made you work for it. We really did.
Yay!
Are you walking or driving or what are you doing?
I'm driving. At the baby in the back of the car as well.
Oh, Jake,
she's been very good, actually.
She's been fantastic. She's in the back of the car, isn't she?
She's in the back of the car, quiet as a mouse now.
Oh, brilliant. Well, fingers crossed to get a bit of sunshine and be able to take her to Wellfest as well.
Tickets
for you and do enjoy it, won't you?
Brilliant. Thank you so much. That's great.
Thanks for coming on. Have a lovely day.
Oh, and Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey! Cheers, Anne. Enjoy Wellfest. And we'll have another exciting edition of
Are You Well?
It's really working out. I think it's pretty good. I'm totally going for the second slice of pan.
So would I.
Absolutely, no question. My wife would kill me for doing it, but I'd still do it. Hose Your Young. It's a great song. Hose Your and Eat Your Young. New from him. This is Today FM. Show then, done, finished. Done for another day. Matt's on the way. There's so much we didn't get to do on the show today, though, yeah. Big plans undelivered. We didn't get to do David Hay Fever, where former world champion boxer David Hay gives us tips on how to cope with hay fever. He wants you to KO those symptoms. We didn't get to do Miley Cyrus, where we talked to one of Europe's best Miley Cyrus tribute acts. They're based in Nicosia, and they go by the name Miley Cyrus. And we didn't get to do Joe Wicks Waxworks, where Wellfest guest Joe Wicks tells us he's lobbying the Dublin Wax Museum to get his own waxwork there. I'm sure that's going to be a priority for
Gorgeous,
Joe when he's here for Wellfest. Be absolutely rippling muscles. Great news. Matt's on the way next.
I heard that.